знания, сноровки и всего остального для этого у нас более чем предостаточно.
Warthog Defense already reported about the destruction of the Russian 72nd Motor Rifle Brigade, but now we have more details from this Forbes article and the journalist David Axe. In mid-August, as Ukrainian brigades broke through Russian lines in Verbov, a key strong point on the road to Melitopol in Russian-occupied southern Ukraine, the Kremlin panicked. It deployed, from eastern Ukraine to southern Ukraine, its last uncommitted elite division, the 76th Guard Air Assault Division. But that deployment left Russian forces in the east without a good mobile reserve. And that helps to explain how, on or just before Friday, the Ukrainians liberated Andriivka, a key settlement anchoring the supply lines into Russian-occupied Bakhmut. Ukrainian commanders forced Russian commanders to make a hard choice, and then exploited that choice. It's consistent with the strategic trend. The Ukrainian general staff is running rings around the Russian general staff, noted Ben Hodges, a retired U.S. Army general. The Ukrainian Army's elite 3rd Assault Brigade led the attack on the Russian Army's 72nd Motor Rifle Brigade in Andriivka. The 3rd Brigade surrounded the settlement, then pushed into and through its ruins. On Friday, the Ukrainian Brigade posted a video announcing Andriivka's liberation. As a result of a lightning operation, the Russian garrison of Andriivka was surrounded, cut off from the main forces, and destroyed, the 3rd Assault Brigade stated. The unwelcome guests in Andriivka are being removed by the 3rd Assault Brigade, the Ukrainian Defense Ministry joked. In 2 days of hard fighting, the 3rd Assault Brigade claimed it killed the chief of intelligence of the 72nd MRB, many of the Russian brigade's officers, and almost all the infantry. Russian casualties, dead, wounded, and captured, could number 1,000 or more. The fighting was brutal, and the 3rd Assault Brigade's own casualties were significant. "We pay a high price for the results of these battles," the brigade stated. The battle's cruelty was most evident in its final hours as Ukrainian troops swept the ruins of Andriivka. A Ukrainian drone broadcast an invitation for Russian survivors to surrender. In at least one case, Russian artillery exploded among the Ukrainians and their Russian prisoners. Andriivka's liberation puts the squeeze on the Russian garrison in Bakhmut, 5 miles to the north. "The capture and holding of Andriivka is our way to a breakthrough on the right flank of Bakhmut and the key to the success of all further offensives," the 3rd Assault Brigade stated. Worse for the Russians, they now are down a whole brigade and no longer have a division in reserve to make good that loss. If the Kremlin were to shift the 76th Guyad back to the east, it would only weaken Russian positions in the south. And from the other news, although the Chechen warlord Kadyrov posted a video to reassure the public that he is well and alive, his fate is still uncertain. Russian Telegram channels report a large number of expensive vehicles entering the Central Clinical Hospital in Moscow, where Kadyrov is reportedly undergoing examination treatment. Kadyrov, his Telegram channel to be more precise, posted a video allegedly from Grozny. It is unclear when it was filmed. According to the Telegram channels, the vehicles either have Chechnya license plates or have Chechen residents inside. Reportedly, the hospital's security lets them enter without security checks. At the same time, other vehicles entering the hospital are checked very thoroughly, including bottoms of cars. Svitlodarsk. 2 Buk M3 anti-aircraft missile systems are being destroyed. And right after, the headquarters of the brigade and division of the airborne forces of the occupiers, which they were covering, were also annihilated. Russian musician Andrei Makarovich clearly explained who is the one to blame for the problems that occur in Russia nowadays.
На лекарства, чтобы России хуже жилось, да? Ну, наверное, хорошо, они нас хотят со свету свести, правда? Я где-то про это читал. Весь мир хочет Россию свести со свету, да?
Ну, это понятно, что это реакция на текущие события.
Друг мой, что ты от меня хочешь?
Нет, я просто хочу понять, но это же не Дума запретила лекарства.
Нет, это не Дума. Это одна страна вероломно напала на другую, и за это получила по башке. Вот и все. Только получили жители, которые делали вид, что все хорошо. У нас умный царь, он решает. Вот он дорешался. А теперь они сидят без лекарств. И говорят, а как же так? А вот так. Понятно объясняю, нет?
Не, ну хорошо. А почему из-за этого жители России не могут получить лекарства?
Потому что это их президент принял решение. Они в ответе за своего президента. Они же как бы его выбирали, правда? У него же огромный рейтинг. Его же очень любят россияне. Ну, отдувайтесь, ребят.
Ну, то есть получается тогда, что всем нужно уезжать из-за...
Я не знаю, что получается. Получается, что с войной надо заканчивать. И давно.
Получается, и те, кто не поддерживают президента, и СВО, и прочую текущую ситуацию, они же тоже страдают?
Тоже страдают, к сожалению.
И те, кто уехали, страдают?
К сожалению, да. Да. Так замечательно получилось, что вот из-за прихоти одного дяденьки сломалась жизнь у пары миллионов людей. Понимаешь? А пару сотен тысяч были убиты из-за этой прихоти. И это продолжается каждый день. Все хорошо? Еще раз. Кто на кого напал? Украина на нас или Россия на Украину? Вот кто напал, тот не прав. И хватит пиздеть на эту тему. Это очевидно. Когда Германия напала на Советский Союз, она была не права. Никто с этим не спорит.
Thanks for watching, and don't forget to subscribe. Also, if you want to support Warthog Defense, please become our member and get early access to new videos, exclusive members-only videos, and become administrator in comment section. The membership link is in the description.
Last week, it's 6 rescues in 6 days. You know, he's doing the job every day.